In California, educators are facing a different kind of problem. The state's faltering economy could mean bad news for an immensely popular program that has reduced the size of classes. Over the past 6 years, nearly every school in the state has participated, bringing kindergarten through third grade classes down to no more than 20 students. But school administrators aren't sure whether they'll have enough money to continue the reform. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Cheryl Cullopy reports.
There's widespread support across the state for the class size reduction program. Parents love it, teachers love it, but increasingly school districts can't afford it. In the Albany Unified School District north of Berkeley, administrators say it will be a struggle this year to keep the program going. But parents hope they succeed. They say the advantage of experienced teachers in small classes is priceless. Kelly Tom has come to pick up her kindergartner from Cornell School in Albany. Tom has several children in the Albany schools she says have benefited from small classes.
It's so wonderful to have this small class group when a lot of them don't speak very good English. A lot of them had no preschool. They don't know how to get along with each other, and they really need that extra time.
The superintendent of the much larger Oakland School District agrees. Dennis Ciccone says smaller classes will continue to be a priority in his district, where for years most students tested it below the state average for reading. Now, third graders are reading at the appropriate level, says Ciccone.
A youngster that learns to read by the end of third grade is a very productive individual in an educational setting. Given the diversity of our student population, it would be a priority in this city, no matter what the state does at this point.
But a number of districts around the state are finding that paying for smaller classes has become too much of a burden when money is tight. The state partially funds the program, but districts must pick up from 20% to 30% of the tab themselves. And many of them say costs for extra teachers and facilities are increasing faster than their revenues. In Southern California, the Irvine School District has already decided that next year classes will have 32 students rather than 20. Deputy Superintendent Dean Walfogel says it costs the district $3 million over and above what the state provides to keep children in the first three grades in small classes.
We don't see any other choice, and it's been a very, very difficult choice. This is anything but easy. Imagine taking away valued programs from students and from parents.
Irvine is not alone. At least two other school districts in Southern California, Val Verde in Riverside County and Capistrano in South Orange, have also increased class numbers. Many other districts are quietly considering the same. Some school administrators say the state could help preserve the program and avoid such choices if it would give them more flexibility in computing class size. Legislation now in Sacramento would allow classes to go up to as many as 22 students as long as the school's average remains 20. It's a compromise that many school administrators, like Dennis Ciccone of Oakland, support.
It's working. Why would you dump something that's working? I mean, duh. I don't understand it.
Governor Davis has not in the past supported the idea of averaging class size, nor has the California Teachers Association, the state's main teachers union. Yet if the alternative is losing one of the most popular educational reforms in California history in an election year, they may change their minds. For NPR News, I'm Cheryl Cullopy in San Francisco.